Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number two here of day number two at ForkFest 2020. Also, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is going on somewhere. I think it's down there by the pavilion. They're actually not going to even start official events there until Thursday. You got plenty of time to come out. If you want to come hang out with some of the cool Liberty people, that is what this event does, and it does it very well, and it's going to be doing it for the next couple of weeks. So again, you got plenty of time. Go to forkfest.party to learn more. We continue here, Ian and Aria, in our remote studio, and we were just talking about events that are happening. You mentioned Freedom Fest is going to happen in Vegas, and right after Freedom Fest, Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas are happening. Now, those are events that also attract pretty much anarchists or, you know, pure libertarians only.
Awesome.
You're not going to see the conservative crowd hanging out at Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas.
I could imagine not.
No. So, you know, if you care about liberty and you want to do something out west, this may be the only thing happening out west this summer, because they canceled Burning Man. Not that that was a Liberty event, but it was a thing that happened out west, and it ain't happening this year.
It was pretty, Burning Man is pretty far from a Liberty event.
Oh, I wasn't saying for a moment that
no.
It was.
No, I know.
But it was a thing that happened out west, and that's not
it
happening.
It was.
So, CryptoVegasConference.com and AnarchoVegas.com. Lots of great speakers are going to be there. Daily tickets are just $20.20 a piece. You can use code FTL on the websites to save 10% on VIP tickets, because you can't get a discount on $20.20. That's cheap. July 18th and 19th, you can join Free Talk Live, because we are expected to attend and broadcast from this event in Vegas for Crypto Vegas and Anarcho Vegas. You can go to AnarchoVegas.com, CryptoVegasConference.com. As we continue here, we were talking about the Jurassic Park versus Jaws in a classic movie death match. It may literally be a death match, because these theaters may go under at some point, but the numbers were pretty low. It was over $500,000 gross for Jurassic Park, and I presume this is over a one-week time frame. So
it was last weekend.
So, oh, just the weekend?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so, yeah, I wonder...
I mean, weekend box office, as I understand it, is always going to be significantly higher than...
True.
I mean, they'll probably make more in a Saturday than they do... if you exclude Friday, in the entire week prior.
So,
you know?
It, that's probably true. But, so we were looking at the numbers. It was over 200, it was 230, was it?
It was 230 sites.
Presumably that's
was the word they used.
Sites. Okay, so
I would imagine
theaters.
That means theaters.
That's probably theaters. So 230 theaters, and...
It turns out there are about 5,000
right.
theaters in the United States. Oh, maybe it was 4,000.
Either way, you're talking about maybe 5%. 6-7% of all theaters are even screening movies.
Yeah.
Right? That is so amazing and so sad for that business. I mean, yeah, it was on the way out. There's no doubt about, I think, that over time, people are migrating away from theaters and they're moving into, you know, their own home theater systems.
Right. Well, I mean, it's an easy transition, because you don't have to deal with strangers talking through the movies or laughing obnoxiously or just
babies generally crying.
Being disruptive. When you're sitting at home watching watching something on your big screen with your home theater surround sound system,
right.
it's very similar to a movie theater experience, just without the $8 per box bag of candy or whatever.
Yeah, and no annoying children nearby. You can pause the movie, you can go to the bathroom
without
missing anything.
And you don't have a mildly uncomfortable seat that you're trying not to kick the strangers next to your arm off of, so that you can actually use the armrest.
There's a lot of reasons. Right. So there's a lot of reasons why people are migrating away from that experience. And, you know, they tried to come out with 3D again, because, again, they tried 3D back with in the early 80s.
It's just like virtual reality. It's just technology that keeps resurging, and every time they're like, hey, we finally figured out this time it's finally going to catch on. People try that, like, ooh, that's neat, and then it goes back into the closet for the next
virtual reality is pretty neat, man. I mean, I've tried it, and it is pretty neat.
It is, but it's so not there, man.
Really?
I played Skyrim VR, and...
Oh, that's got to be weird.
It was like Vertigo, the game, honestly.
Really?
But I played a number of other VR games, but Skyrim, I actually made it a fair bit of the way through playing Skyrim on VR, and of course, I was already experienced with the games, but the resolution was terrible compared to what I'm used to. Well, I play Skyrim on PC, so it's normally like 4K, and this was noticeably like 640 by 480.
That's no good.
No, and it was the PlayStation 4 VR system, so it wasn't cheap. I mean, it wasn't low-end crap.
Right, right.
But the entire experience was, you don't get the tactile sensation that you need for VR to actually work, you know.
I see what you mean. That's going to be the next step, right?
That's what it's going to take.
Okay, so VR
technology. You're going to have an entire room dedicated to allowing you to actually...
Okay.
A combination of the Wii and VR. Well, that might actually be good.
There's no doubt it's going to get better, and I'm not going to be a first-generation adopter of VR technology, right? Like, you definitely want it to get better before you go and spend some money on something like that. But there was a neat story that I heard about a guy who was in a VR... And I don't know if it was like, I don't think it was a simulation or a game or, I mean, I guess it was a simulation, but I don't think it was a game. But the simulation involved like being on a beach or something like that. And the guy said that he felt like he could feel wind in his hair.
Nice. Well, and the brain is powerful, man.
That's what I mean, right? Like, so that it was so persuasive that the what he was experiencing seemed real enough to where he imagined in his mind other things that could not have been there, like by virtue of the whatever the tools were
for sure
that he was using to experience that. So it was completely in his head.
The VR experience that's most memorable to me was with one of these demo games. You got into a cage to go underwater to watch sea life or whatever, and you know, while you're in VR and you're descending through the water, you feel your body descending through the water.
Okay.
Because that's what your brain is being told is happening. But at the same time, your body isn't. So it's just this...
not cold, right?
It's not cold, and you are not actually descending through water. So it's this conflict between reality and what your brain thinks is going on. And it may not actually be good for the human brain.
That's an interesting theory, I got to say. The only time I've done like real VR was over at Derek J. and Stevens, so the guys from AnyPay. Yeah. They got one of the Oculus Rifts, which I believe is a first-generation VR product.
Owned by Facebook now.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah.
I think they actually bought it before it even released, if I recall correctly. I think so. Yeah. So
I think Valve has their own VR system, though.
They do, and it was impressive. I mean, it was fun. I had a good time with it. It did make me think. You know, should I go and get one of these things sooner rather than later? And I thought, you know, I don't spend enough time playing video games, and I wouldn't be able to get my money's worth out of it. I don't think. I think that I would like play it for a short bit. And then probably it would sit and collect dust, and I probably wouldn't do a whole lot with it.
Now, a good shooter, a first-person shooter like Doom or something like that in VR, that might actually be kind of fun.
Maybe, but the thing that I've seen, at least, it seems like one of the major restrictions of VR is the movement aspect. A lot of the games that you play, you're, like, standing in one place, and you look around, and the game will move you to another location where you stand in one place. But, like, moving is kind of a different issue. Like, with Skyrim, how did they solve that issue, and was it clunky?
It was definitely clunky because at one point, you know, you can tilt your head up to look at the sky in the game, but there's only so far you can actually turn your head to look to the left because you're cabled. You're tied to the system.
Right, that's a huge problem.
You can't just sit there spinning around in circles or whatever. You're going to fall anyway because you can't actually see where you're standing. You're going to run into coffee tables, all of that kind of crap. So it was a combination of using the right stick as normal and using the headset to actually detect your head movements and all of that. It made very simple things in actual Skyrim, like aiming a bow, inordinately complicated and difficult.
Yikes.
It's like, if you can't improve on the game by adding this technology,
don't do it.
Then it's just a gimmick.
And that's how it felt to me. Not that I played it, but when I saw video of other people playing, and I'm like, oh, you tried to like horn this into this, you know, this game, and it wasn't really designed that way. But those are things that surely they'll figure out a way to solve, even if it's just holding a gamepad or something like that, which I imagine is the way some of them do it.
Well, that's the way they did it with Skyrim. You just held the controller, but, you know, it's...
not immersive.
No.
Right.
Not at all.
All right. So, you know, whether we're talking about pop culture, which is rare on Free Talk Live, but, you know, it is kind of fun to do it. And this time is especially interesting. Like, normally pop culture isn't that interesting to me. You know, I don't care who Brad Pitt's getting married to, right? But when Jurassic Park is leading at the box office after 30 years almost, right? That's pretty amazing. So we do live in very interesting times, and I definitely do want to get out to that movie theater, not only to support the theater itself and, you know, like, hope they stay in business, because even though I don't spend a lot of time in theaters, I would like them to stick around. It is a cool experience.
Yeah.
There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The monetary evolution comes to Las Vegas. Crypto Vegas is a one-day event featuring some of the brightest and most innovative minds in blockchain technology. Juan Galt, Anastasia Sergeyevna, Lynn Ulbricht, Jim Bell, Elise Sam, Float CEO Kingsley Edwards, and more. Tickets start at $20.20, and you can save 10% on VIP tickets using code FTL at CryptoVegasConference.com. July 18th, join Free Talk Live at CryptoVegasConference.com.
Anarcho Vegas 2020 is a conference about changing the world through personal actualization and creation through markets. Get inspired to better yourself and better the world. Speakers include Jim Bell, Larkin Rose, Avins O'Brien, G. Edward Griffin, Walter Block, Amanda Rockwitz, Ernie Hancock, and more. Get your tickets for just $20.20 at anarchovegas.com and use code FTL to save 10% off VIP tickets. July 19th, join Free Talk Live for anarchovegas.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival for freedom-minded people. Whether you call yourself an anarchist or a voluntarist, if you care about liberty and freedom, then you know what? You will find some friends here. Friends you didn't know you already had. Friends that you've never met before in your life. And there are some really good folks here. And we're going to continue. It's Ian and Aria in our remote studio. We haven't really, you know, discussed any of the news beyond Jurassic Park versus Jaws, which is very fun and an interesting discussion, but I think we've mined that one at this point. So you just spotted a headline, and I actually had this one in my show prep as well, Aria, about Donald Trump. Apparently, he has issued some new order with regards to protecting statues.
Well, he loves his executive orders. I mean, what executive doesn't? But, yeah, Trump evidently is threatening anyone who destroys monuments in the United States with 10 years in prison, according to The Independent. I would point out that this headline is extremely misleading, because what has actually happened is that Trump has authorized the federal government to arrest anyone who vandalizes or destroys any monument, statue, or other such federal property in the United States with up to 10 years in prison. And I imagine the bulk of these statues being destroyed are not federally owned. Why would the federal government own Confederate statues? I mean, they might. I don't know. But I would imagine most of these are owned by city governments, local governments, state governments. Not very many owned by the Fed.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've definitely heard about protests in D.C., and maybe they do have a couple of them somewhere. Who knows? Good question. Or maybe they're just generally, like, preemptively going after, you know, any kind of statue damage because they figure it could happen regardless of whether or not they're Confederate or not. I mean, and I have said that I support taking down all of the statues. So as long as they're government statues, if they're on public property, I say take them all down.
Yeah, I don't care what they do to them.
I think, as far as
I'm concerned, it's theirs to destroy.
Well, if it's public property, then it's supposedly owned by everybody. Now, we know that the reality of it is it's owned by the people calling themselves the state or the people calling themselves the federal government. That said, I do agree with you. If the people say take the statue down and they want to come take it down, then they should be able to do that. Now, if you don't like that, then I would recommend that you, like, bid on the statue. Like, because if you want to be fair with the statues, then put it up to the highest bidder. Okay, well, we see people don't like the statues, but some people do like the statues, so those of you who want to keep the statues, you can move it to your own private property, and if you're the highest bidder, it will become your statue at that point. And then you have the right to protect that statue with whatever means of protection that you would like. But that would really put it to the test. Like, how many of the people out there want to protect the Confederate statues? Those people exist. Well, are they willing to put money into it? Are they willing to actually donate? Or do they just want to complain about it?
And related to that, do they actually want to protect the statue, or do they just want to ensure that the statue stays on public land?
Good question.
Now, if they were given the option of, okay, you like this statue, you can have it, how many of them would actually take it? How many of them, for them, it's not about the statue's existence, it's about the statue being there in the public to remind the black population, you know, what used to be.
Could be.
Because that's when all of these statues went up, was during the Civil Rights era, precisely because of that.
Presumably those people do exist. What portion of the population they are, I don't know.
Alarmingly, the president added that any charges could be applied retroactively to those who had caused damage to such sites in recent weeks. Now, that can't be right, can it? Can they say, okay, well, we're making this thing illegal now, but if you did it 3 weeks ago...
I don't think they're making something illegal here. What he's doing is he's issuing an executive order, and again, that doesn't make a thing illegal. They probably already have statutes, and I know it's weird talking about statues and statutes. They probably already have ordinances or whatever, the federal statutes code, I guess they call it, that prohibits the damaging of federal property. He's just saying, I, Trump, say that we will enforce these laws. That's all that he's doing here. He's ordering his agents, hey, you guys, you've got this law.
That was way too lucid and sensible to be a Trump impression. Yeah, you'd have to ramble off about nonsense.
So, I don't think that anything different is happening here, in which case, yeah, of course they can go after you for a crime you've already committed, if that crime is already, you know, on the books. And I guarantee you, this is. They're going to use some sort of destruction of federal property code or whatever, and that's it.
According to this, the law they're using is the Veterans Memorial Preservation Act, which would not seem to apply to statues of Confederate soldiers.
You haven't read the act. It probably applies to all statues.
But they're not veterans of the United States military. I mean, they literally fought for the other side.
I guarantee you it's just a general statue protection provision.
I mean, I'm not a lawyer anyway.
It's in an act titled Veterans. But you put veterans on a thing anytime you want something to pass.
Yeah.
So, you haven't read it. I haven't read it. We're not going to read it. But then again, we're also not going to go destroy statues in Washington, D.C.
No, I have better things to do with my time.
Yeah, me too. I got a lot better things to do. Look, I don't like the war statue in Keene Central Square.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to spend any time doing anything about it. Although there
it's easier just to ignore its existence. Well, I didn't even know there was a war statue. I knew there were some cannons there.
And it's right next to it.
Some cannonballs. But
yeah, there's a Union soldier statue.
It's some statue.
So it's a statue to murder.
It's a monument to the state. I mean, that filtered it out of my head.
It's a monument to mass murder. And, you know, it wouldn't bother me if a group of people went down there and took a rope and did whatever the hell you got to do to take a statue down. I'm sure you have to use more than a rope. But, whatever it is that they
use. A killdozer may be necessary.
Just run right into it.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me to have somebody take that down. But there have been some fun things that we've done with the statue over the years. I recall when during...
I mean, we could glue a prosthetic to it.
That has not been done yet. But what has been done was Bo Davis, the editor of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, one year when we were doing the 420s out there at Central Square, he climbed up the statue and deposited, I don't think it was that exact flag that is flying behind you, but a very similar peace flag. He slid it into the dude's, like, hands or whatever.
Nice.
So I got a picture.
So we could also put a prosthetic in his hand.
Yes, you could.
Okay.
But in this case, he had a peace flag in his hands. And so I thought that was a nice photographic moment where this war statue had been turned into a peace statue. So I did support, that moment. But sadly, the flag did not stay there.
That's unfortunate, Jim. It's sad that you can't fly the flag of peace in...
You can. We are.
Well, I was going to say in Keene Central Square.
Oh, in Keene. Well, I mean...
On a war monument.
Yeah, on the war monument. Well, I mean, you can. At some point, somebody's going to come take it down, though. Right? Because people love their statues, and there's going to be somebody who gets mad about it, even though some people probably loved it. Somebody's going to get angry. They're going to come by.
Some Karen.
Or they're going to call the fire department, and they're going to send the fire truck out, the ladder truck, and
to remove the peace sign from the war
monument. That's what they did. Look, the last time, there was another sign. Somebody put... At some point, somebody put him holding a sign, I think, up there as well somehow. I forget how they did it. But fire truck came out, removed it.
What a good use of public funds.
Yeah, I don't know what that cost to accomplish. So we got plenty more coming up here. In fact, news about summer camps. It's reopening.
Wow.
What's that going to look like now? We'll find out.
It's not going to look like Rogers.
It's going to be lame. I guarantee you. It's Free Talk Live from ForkFest 2020.
Saddle up. It's new DynaBite for horses.
They're always on the move, always eating, grazing 17 to 20 hours a day.
In their natural state, they eat only grass.
Picture a pasture or a plain.
The nice big pasture that's very green.
The grasses and the different plants.
That's your basic forage.
I don't think there's anywhere on the planet where you have consistent, healthy pasture all year.
So we start supplementing with the hay and the grain. The grain has a lot of sugars in it, and the hay, the dried out hay, loses a lot of nutrients.
Curing under the sun, it loses about 80% of the beta carotene, omega-3s, and vitamin E.
So Ed has figured out how to freeze dry the greenness in the grass.
I said, why don't I make a supplement that's as close to healthy pasture as I could get?
All of the nutrients that are lost when the grass becomes the hay. I like DynaBite. It's simple, it's straightforward. My horses get what they need. I can see immediate results.
Check out new DynaBite for horses at DynaBite.com.
It doesn't take much, just one little scoop. I get my DynaBite from DynaBite.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is happy about an order from an appeals court to dismiss a case against his former national security advisor, Michael Flynn.
He was treated very, very horribly by a group of very bad people, and I think you'll see things are going to start to come out.
The president making those comments at the White House while meeting with the president of Poland. Senate Democrats blocked a Republican police reform bill on a key procedural vote on Wednesday. Republican Senator from South Carolina, Tim Scott, reacts to Democrats blocking the bill.
Here's the truth. in Detroit, Atlanta, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Philadelphia. All these cities could have banned chokeholds themselves. All these communities have been run by Democrats for decades. Decades.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. For the fourth time in a month, Twitter is flagging a tweet of President Trump's. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Twitter writing that the post violates the company's abusive behavior policy. The president's tweet read, "There will never be an autonomous zone in Washington, D.C. as long as I'm your president. If they try, they will be met with serious force." Twitter wrote, "We've placed a public interest notice on this tweet for violating our policy against abusive behavior, specifically the presence of a threat of harm against an identifiable group. The warning is posted above the tweet and appears if users try to retweet it." The company is saying that although the tweet broke its rules, it will remain on the service given its relevance to ongoing public conversation.
A 5.8 magnitude earthquake struck rural California on Wednesday. The earthquake's epicenter in Inyo County is about 220 miles north-northeast of Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We're here at Rogers Campground for Fort Fest 2020 and just having a good old time so far. It's laid back. People are taking it easy. Some people are getting set up. We got a new vendor that just came in today setting up. They got all kinds of stuff there. I'm not sure what it is yet. It looks like necklaces and jewelry.
It looks like a hippie type stuff.
Gotta love some hippie stuff. So we'll check that out.
Very Grateful Dead-esque.
Later, yeah. And I don't know how many new vendors we got as far as food are concerned. I know that there's at least one place that was just hopping yesterday. They were smart enough to show up on day one, and they got all the business.
Yeah, so I've been naming each day a particular thing. Like,
really?
Yeah, yesterday was Forkfest for the flippening.
Forkfest 4, yeah. The flippening. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. As in the number 4.
Colon cancer, basically, is what I'm doing. And yesterday was day one. At least Sean is here.
Sean, oh, the guy who's
Sean is the
food.
Vendor who was here yesterday.
And maybe we'll get a chance to talk to him, because I know he's been super busy, but he does take a break daily. He sells, like, barbecue, and he's got homemade sodas and things like that. But he was telling us the other day off the air that his business has been devastated because they're canceling fairs all over the place, and that's what he does. He goes to fairgrounds and sells fair food and that kind of thing, and there's nowhere to go.
I will say that the best deal here continues to be his stainless steel mug.
Okay.
For refills? For the drinks. You get free refills for the duration of the event.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So come on up. Forkfest.party. You can go there, learn more about this excellent event full of really cool people. And every now and then we're going to pull one of them over here to talk. Sometimes people show up and say, "Hey, I got something to say." And Free Talk Live is normally an open phones discussion. But since we don't have phones, we have an open mic. And we have Peter here with us, and you can give your last name if you like. If not, that's totally fine. But Peter, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Now, you said you're a big fan of the author Robert Heinlein.
Yes.
Why is
that? Back in the mid-60s, his wife learned how to speak and read Russian fluently, mm-hmm. and they took a tour with InTourist at the height of the Cold War. So They were traveling throughout Russia, and many people don't know this, but John Paul Jones was the founder of the modern Russian, modern American Navy. And after he founded the American Navy, he went to Russia and founded the Russian Navy. But he's not Russian. So the Russian people, the government, has exterminated his name. So when Heinlein was in Russia, he was talking with a university history professor at the University of Moscow. And this history professor had never heard the name John Paul Jones. That's a very...
They scrubbed him. The commies scrubbed him from history.
I don't mean he was forming military branches. I'm okay with him being scrubbed from history. It's like, hey, here's how you can invade people militarily across the ocean.
Yeah, I can't say I'm a fan of somebody starting a military, but in this case, they would have had their own military probably anyway. But it does give an example of how the communists absolutely manipulated history. But that's true in the United States as well.
Yes, well, he also mentioned the fact that the KGB was searching his room every day. They would steal all
this
of
is
his...
Heinlein?
Heinlein, yes.
Okay.
They would steal all of his film... And it came to a point where they would just be in his room when he came back with his wife, and he would find them searching through his stuff. No, we're not hiding this because we got lots of guns.
Sure. Yeah.
But expect nothing less in Soviet Russia.
Right. And things haven't really changed that much in communism, right? So if you go to North Korea today, they will demand that, you know, you show them your camera, right? They want to see what photos you've taken. And if they say delete this... You either delete the thing, or you probably go to a work camp.
Yeah, to be re-educated on the glories of not taking pictures that the state says you shouldn't take pictures
of. Yeah, and you'll be lucky if you make it home alive. So, sadly, communism certainly hasn't gotten better over the years. That much is true. So, what else did you want to share about Heinlein and his experience?
There was an episode in which he was on a train with his wife, and they were talking about Lithuania. And Lithuania got taken over when the Soviets just went crazy and took everything over.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, he said to his wife about Lithuania having a separate language and being a separate country. And some young girl who was thoroughly brainwashed said, "That's absolutely not true. Lithuania has always been part of Russia." And he said,
"In her lifetime, maybe."
Yeah, that's fake history.
Uh-huh.
And that's just another example of how they erase the things they don't like.
Mm. Yeah. Things are a little better over there for some of the former Soviet states now, like Estonia. They've definitely done a lot better since getting out of the Soviet Union. But Russia, I don't think, has gotten too much better. I mean, I imagine it's better than it was, but I've never been there, so I can't speak to it. How about you?
I don't know. I'm not going there.
Yeah. All right. Well, tell me about your T-shirt. Nobody needs an AR-15. Well, nobody needs a whiny little bitch, yet here you are. What does that mean?
I saw this on Liberty Doll on her channel.
Isn't she speaking here? I've never heard of her before, but I think she's speaking here, right?
She I don't know about speaking, but she's supposed to be one of the judges for the... what do you call it?
Now, why do they call her
the rant?
Why do they call her Liberty Doll?
That's just the name that she uses on her YouTube channel.
I see.
Shocking.
And she's a big Second Amendment person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I saw her wearing this shirt, and I said, "I want a couple of those."
Okay. And was she selling the shirts, or you ordered them online somehow?
I ordered them from a company called Libertarian Country. And they sell an assortment.
Is it a conversation starter, or does it scare people away from you?
I haven't noticed one way or the other, but I've had a lot of laughs at it.
Very good. Very good. Well, Peter, thanks for sitting in here on Free Talk Live. Definitely appreciate you you being here. And you're a longtime Pork Fest attendee. You've been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you said, since what, at least 2006?
I think 2006 was my first.
And do you live in New Hampshire?
Wolfboro.
Oh, all right. Now, are you a native?
No, I moved here in 67.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you're, what do they call that, a pre-stater? Somebody who moved to New Hampshire. Did you move here for more freedom in 1967, or was it just a coincidence?
No, I was 15 years old, and my father bought this big house on Lake Winnipesaukee that is now owned by Mitt Romney. It was a nice house with lots of lake frontage, and I did lots of scuba diving in the lake.
Okay. So you had a good childhood here in New Hampshire, and you decided to stay.
Yes.
All right. You lucked out.
The reasons I'm staying are mostly, number one, I have not had automobile insurance for the last 35 years.
Wow. All right.
So how much money did I save there? A lot.
Yeah, a little
cash
bit.
Money in the pocket.
For sure.
Another thing is the lack of real ID. I don't like the idea of real ID.
And can you explain for our listeners what that is?
The last time I did a renewal on my driver's license, there are three questions that I said, oh, my God, this is wonderful. Question number one, do you want your street address on your driver's license? No.
That is a nice feature. I will agree with you there. I mean, I by no means support driver's licensing and, you know, threatening people for peacefully traveling from one point to another, which is what the state does. But if they're going to have a driver's license, opting, you know, being able to opt out of putting your street address, your home address, to be specific, because you still have to have like a mailing address or something on there.
P.O. box.
But yeah, that's probably unusual when it comes to state driver's licensing. I don't know how many states allow that.
I can say Mississippi does not.
Meaning they must put the residential on there? Yeah, and the same thing's true in, I think, Florida.
But. Well,
what were the other two questions?
The other two questions were, do you want the state of New Hampshire to retain a digital image of your face? And I said, no. And
yeah,
on my driver's license, there is a little digital image in the corner, and it's grayed out.
Mm.
So they don't have a copy of my picture, and
or
I like
so they
that.
Claim. I mean, you know, they are the state, and they tend to lie, but it is still a nice question. And number three, what was the third one?
The third one had to do with Social Security number.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want us to retain your Social Security number? No.
And that's another thing that also does not appear on the license, where I believe some states it does, from what I understand. But,
I believe they've all moved away from it now because it made identity theft so stupidly easy.
But as I said, Peter, thanks for joining us here on Free Talk Live. Ian and Aria in our remote studio. And we do have more coming up here, plenty more. This is going on for a couple weeks at Rogers Campground. This is ForkFest website, forkfest.party.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control by joining us. I guess you can't really take control. I'm so used to saying that. Yeah, you can join us, as our last gentleman did. He sat down in physical reality, which is very rare with Free Talk Live. Normally, we're in our Keen studios, and we take phone calls, we take Discord calls. And the Discord, by the way, is still there. You can still go to discord.lrn.fm and chat it up with other Free Talk Live listeners before, during, and after the show. There's always somebody in there talking about something. Whether you're interested in it or not is another question. It is it's a fun experience. I like the Discord. Ian and Aria here in our remote studio. And Free Talk Live brought to you by Intercoin. Intercoin's programmable coins are designed to help groups raise money for a new project or initiative in a way that's compliant with regulations. For people that are into that, coins can represent securities that obey individual rules, like not being sold to U.S. residents for 40 days. Purchase coins can contain rules that govern how they are to be spent and when they can be cashed out. And Intercoin itself is designed to provide full trustless liquidity between any currency pairs, removing the need to list coins on exchanges to enable secondary trading. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. So I said, Aria, a couple segments ago that there's news about summer camp.
You did.
Did you ever go to summer camp as a kid?
Not by choice. Didn't and I wouldn't call them summer camps. But
yeah, didn't they send you like some sort of Christian indoctrination, like scare the gay away camp? Yeah, or like what was it?
They were pray the gay away camps.
Pray the gay away camp.
I mean, that's the colloquial nickname for them, but I mean, yeah.
So they thought you were gay.
Yeah.
And it turns out you're trans. Now, I think, I don't know if you're bi. I think
I'm bisexual.
Are, right?
Yeah. So. Well, pansexual is the term I would use.
To a right-wing Christian, that's basically being gay.
Oh, yeah. To a right-wing Christian, I'm as gay gets.
Right.
I mean, yeah.
As long as you're willing to do something with another person of the same sex, that's all they see. They think Jesus hates you, and so they have camps for that. And that is a whole other discussion we could and should have.
Jesus loves me whether they do or not.
Right,
Jesus
exactly.
loves me more than he loves them. In all likelihood,
it's probably true. If indeed Jesus was, you know, who he's supposed to be, so we could talk about that. That's a whole other subject. I bet we could spend 3 hours on what your experiences were like there if we needed to. But right now, it's the summertime, and that means that kids all over would normally be going to summer camp. Now, there's two types of normal-ish summer camps, right? There's the overnight summer camps, where you go into the woods and to some sort of camp, and you're there for a week or longer or whatever, and, you know, you go canoeing and do camp crafts and things like that. And then there's the daytime summer camps. So that's sort of like, not quite school, but
Same idea.
Okay, it's outsourcing babysitting, basically.
You send the kids to a day camp while mom and dad are working, and they do things that are more fun than they would do if they were going to school. So I did go to some of these, you know, summer day camps as a kid. They would actually have them at the government school locations, and I don't remember much about the experience. It wasn't really that memorable. It wasn't that great. But now it's going to be even worse than it's ever been because of COVID. Yes, for those who are even willing to send their kids to summer camp, here's the story from Concord, New Hampshire, WMUR9, reporting. That is the major TV station up here. There really aren't very many TV stations in New Hampshire, but WMUR is one of them. Now that summer's officially here, so are summer day camps, which were to be able to open as early as Monday with restrictions in place because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Days at the state summer camps start with a check on the camper's health.
Oh, God.
Including their temperature.
So, hold on. They're going to start their day, each day, by having their temperature taken?
Yep. Here's your thermometer, Johnny.
That's horrible. That sounds like the least fun summer camp experience ever.
Well, remember,
I mean, you're supposed to wake up and, like, laugh and joke and
maybe have fun.
Maybe get forced to go out and exercise for a bit before you start running around like a maniac, but...
Yep. No, I'm sorry, Aria. The fun has been removed from summer camp. Now, it's a medical procedure.
I wish I could argue with that, but I mean, that is exactly what you just described. Is waking up, having your temperature taken,
Let's go on. That's just the beginning. Guidelines for reopening call for additional cleaning, and staff has been added. The guidelines also limit the number of campers in a group to 9, along with one instructor. Quote, that group remains the same each week, and then week after week, so with the same instructor. That's really the key, to try and limit how many kids are around, and really, the exposure, said Chris Edmond, the CEO of the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Concord. So, I do recall that at summer camp, because we're mixed in whatever groups they would be together, right? Like at lunchtime or, you know, in various different activities, whatever those were, whatever games or things were being played, you could mill about with whomever. Nope, now they're going to decide who are in your group of 9, and you will stay in that group. Sorry, if you don't like those people, maybe you can complain to the administrator, and they may review your claims. Perhaps they will reset you in a different group. But nope, you got to stay with the same people, and if you're not having that much fun with them, well, sorry. They don't get along with you that well.
Or if one of those kids is a bully and you're their chosen target.
Right. Yeah, wow, and that does happen in these camps because they are government-operated or, you know, in tandem with government, right? So, like, the Boys and Girls Club may have access to the facility with the government facilities. I don't know how they do it in New Hampshire, but, like I said, when I went in Florida, they were at the government schools. Inside the building, each group has its own designated play area, marked off with lines on the floor. While the camp is operating at just 60% capacity, the waiting list hasn't been as long as expected, said Edmond, quote, a lot of parents are still working from home. So, now, of course, that's proof that this is a relatively undesirable place to send your kids, right? Because, you know, you can keep them home, and then they can, you know, do the things that they want to do. This is a place where you send your kids to do things that they're told to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's more.
And they certainly can't play in their neighborhood with groups of 9 or more.
Well, they could.
I know. That was being facetious.
There weren't that many kids in my neighborhood, so I wasn't used to that. But so let's continue. The biggest change... Oh, no, here's another one. At Camp Sargent in Merrimack, an effort is also being made to make this year as normal as possible.
Okay. I think they've already failed in that effort.
Quote, we have every activity we would normally run in camps, whether it's here at Camp Sargent, where I am right now, or in our camps at the YMCA branches, said Joseph Manzoli of the Greater National YMCA. The biggest change, they say, is to ensure campers stay in their individual groups, regardless of what they're doing. While so far they've been able to meet the demands of families, it has been a challenge. So they're saying that it's the families who are demanding this.
I mean, it may be because summer camp, I don't know, it seems like sort of a certain type of idea for a certain type of family. And I wouldn't be surprised to find that the parents who are sending their kids to summer camps are more predominantly Karen types than they are free-minded types, because the free-minded ones aren't likely to send their kids away to be raised by someone else.
I think you're right about that. I think a free-minded person would allow their children to do the things they want to do.
Yeah, it's like, here's a BB gun, go. If you lose an eye, it's your fault. And that's the proper approach to parenting. Well, oh, you picked up that cat and it scratched you. You might not want to pick that cat back up like that, huh?
Yeah, indeed. And then there's a big conversation that happens at events like this about parenting. And within the libertarian community, there are disagreements, right? So, like, you and I might agree on this perspective, but there are still the Karen parents within the libertarian, I think, within the libertarian community. There's a certain group of people who believe they own their kids.
Yeah. That's a horrible mentality.
Yeah. And they justify it with the libertarian principles they believe by saying, well, they're my property. Yeah, as long as they're under my roof.
I don't know how that lines up with libertarian principles, though.
Well, it's the idea of ownership, you know, the idea
but
that you own
being.
This child until they emancipate themselves from you. Which, of course, not all of them support emancipation either.
Do they support freaking slavery then? The idea that you can own another human being, and that's how these people are. They're essentially saying that their children are their slaves.
That's
their property.
Another way to put it, yeah.
They can make them go clean the bathroom, whatever. Yeah, you should teach your kids to have a good work ethic and all of that. But that's fundamentally different from saying, you're my property, go work because I said so, or I'm going to beat you. I mean, let's see if we have some...
And I also don't think it's libertarian to beat your kids either.
No, I would agree.
I'm also against spanking. I think that's just a difference in degrees.
Yeah.
I'm glad we're on the same page on that. As two people who, by the way, don't want children at all. We were talking about this off the air the other day. Not interested.
It sounds like we'd be good parents, though.
Right? They always say that about the people that don't want kids. You'd be such a great parent. All right, so more coming up here. We got hour three on the way. It is Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020 at ForkFest.party.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.